Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if you're new to Basic Gospel, we are a media ministry dedicated to helping listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We invite you to participate with Bible questions or for grace-centered guidance for the issues and struggles of everyday life. So if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number is 844-322-2742. If you're hearing this program at any other time than 3 p.m. Central, you can still get your question to us by voicemail at the same number, and we'll be glad to discuss it soon on Basic Gospel. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and welcome to my friend Andrew Farley.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be with you, my friend.
My pleasure.
Well, it's an exciting day to celebrate all that we have in Jesus Christ. And as you know, Bob, a staple food around here is the new covenant. Yeah. And we're constantly talking about what it means to live under a new covenant, to live in an era of grace, to live on this side of the cross. The cross brought in this incredible new covenant for us. It was the death of Jesus that is the dividing line of human history. And because of that death, now we live in a new era. And because of this new contract, this new deal, this new covenant, we live in a time of grace where we're motivated by God's Spirit living in us. It's not about 613 laws of the Old Testament. The New Testament says we're dead to the law, not under the law. Christ is the end of the law for all those who believe. So you and I, Bob, and every believer get to wake up every morning and just say, Lord Jesus Christ, it's not about rules. It's about letting you rule in my life. And so I give you my hands and feet and my mouth and my ears and my eyes, and I offer my body to you today to use me and express yourself through me. And you know what? That is our act of worship. That is our act of service, offering ourselves to a God who has fully forgiven us, put us under grace, loves us unconditionally, accepts us no matter what. And I tell you what, Bob, I mean, there is nothing more motivating than the love and grace of our God.
I couldn't agree more, Andrew. Thank you for those thoughts. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, once again, friends, I want to give the phone number. If you have a question or some issue you're struggling with, we'd love to hear from you. And if it's about, what, 2-3 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is the Basic Gospel live broadcast. And the phone is open at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Well, Andrew, we had several questions that came in by email over the last few days, and I guess let's go ahead and get this one from Danny. He says, I am a born-again Christian. Years ago, the Lord told me to do something. I did not do it. My faith has diminished. How do I get back in fellowship with the Lord?
Well, Danny, I can relate to that. I mean, my story was one of being led around by what I thought was God telling me to do this and do that and do this and do that. And every night my head would hit the pillow and I would hear the accuser say, you're not dedicated enough, you're not committed enough, you haven't done enough, you didn't obey this command or that leading, and therefore you don't deserve to feel okay about you. And so I began to buy this lie, Bob, that is so often misunderstood. People are buying these ideas that we're distancing ourselves from God. We got to go back to the promises of Scripture and say, is God a liar or is he a truth teller? Yeah. Because he said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Even when you are faithless, I remain faithful. So, you know, there's times when, sure, we make mistakes, we commit sins, we're not faithful in our actions, but God has told us that even when you are faithless, I remain faithful to you. Yeah. So, you know, I propose, Danny, that you reconsider, perhaps even reinterpret your past. I don't know what decision you're talking about, but I do know that the enemy is happy to harp on it, happy to replay that tape for you every day, saying, look, Danny, what you coulda, woulda, shoulda done, yeah. And you didn't do it, and therefore God's ticked off at you, you're out of fellowship. Well, a quick survey, Bob, of the New Testament, and we don't find that fellowship is talked about that way. Every time that fellowship is talked about in the New Testament, you are either in the light and in fellowship with God, or you are in the darkness and out of fellowship. But there is no bouncing in and out. You're not Monday in and Tuesday out and Wednesday back in and Thursday out. That is a misnomer. That is a total misreading of the gospel message. And so, you know, the assurance that Danny can have is, first of all, if there were sins involved, God remembers your sins no more. He is relating to you, Danny, as if you have never sinned a day in your life. So you talk about fellowship. Look, you've got perfect fellowship. He's made you clean. He's made you close. You're one with him. Romans 6 says you're united. 1 Corinthians 6 says you're one spirit with the Lord. Bob, that is as close as a person can get.
Absolutely.
And the enemy wants us to go back and replay the tape and consult the file drawer and see how we were doing last week, last month, last year. And the enemy attacks our story and says, you could have done better. Well, it's not about our story. It's about his story. It's about the cross and the resurrection. That cross was 100% successful. The resurrection worked. So, Danny, my advice to you, my friend, is put your confidence in the success of Jesus. What he did for you, he did perfectly. He did it perfectly the first time. It is finished. You are forgiven. You are in fellowship. You are one with Christ. He remembers your sins no more. Go with the truth, no matter what the accuser might tell you. So thanks for your email, and we sure love and appreciate you. And please, write us back anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks for that. And Danny, hope that's a help to you. As Andrew said, anytime, we're here for you. Again, 844-322-2742. That's good. In the U.S. and Canada, we have an open line for you. 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, if you're hearing the broadcast at that time, it is live, and we would love for you to come into the studio and speak with Andrew and me right now. 844-322-2742. And Andrew, we have a wonderful premium for our donors this month, and it starts with a question. How can you know you are right with God? Well, sadly, the answer seems to be hidden to so many people. And why is that? Well, basically, it's because people try to earn it. But righteousness is not something you can earn. It's God's gift, and it's his to give. Now, this brand new series from Basic Gospel is called Revealed, and it will open your eyes to see and receive God's gift of righteousness. We want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift to support Basic Gospel in the month of July. Just click Donate and make your gift right now. Again, you can do that at basicgospel.net. Revealed, let go of fear and guilt and stand confidently in the truth that you are right with God through faith in the righteous one, who is, of course, Jesus Christ. We would love for you to have a copy of that. Again, 844-322-2742. And Andrew, we have this question from Kent. He is a YouTube viewer in Topeka, Kansas. And the question is, what did Jesus mean when he commanded the saints to deny yourself and take up your cross? What's the meaning of take up your cross?
Well, Jesus went to one place, Kent. When he took that cross upon himself, he went to one place, and that is Calvary. Why did he go there? He went to die. And so then he makes this invitation. And you say, well, what is his invitation to us? He says, come and die. Come and die with me. And then Christians, unfortunately, are being told they need to die again, and they need to die again, and they need to die to self, and they need to get that old self dead, and you got to wake up every day and basically try to get to the cross again. And we got to realize that when Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me, that that's exactly what a Christian does at salvation. Now, Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. Bob, that's past tense.
Yes.
It's past tense for a reason. I've been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with Christ. I've been raised to newness of life. Romans 6 says your old self died. Colossians 2 says that you died with Jesus. So why are you looking to rules? If you're a new creation who's been, you know, you've died, you've been buried, you've been raised, you've had this heart surgery, you've had a beautiful spiritual DNA swap, out with the old, in with the new, then why are you looking to the law? Why are you looking to rules when you've got this new life inside of you? So as far as denying yourself, Kent, that's what Jesus was preaching to unregenerate people. And again, it goes back to understanding this new covenant. If he hasn't died yet, if he hasn't resurrected yet, if Pentecost hasn't happened yet, and he's speaking to a bunch of unregenerate Jewish people, he's saying, if you want salvation, let me tell you what it's going to look like. Your very self is going to have to die. You are going to have to say no to your current life and ask Jesus for a new one. And that's what salvation is. So if you're hearing us today and you're already a new creation, then you don't need to kill yourself spiritually. And I know that it's very popular, that terminology. We hear it all the time in a lot of popular teaching, the idea that you need to die to self. Well, the phrase "die to self" is non-existent in the Bible. That's pretty shocking to a lot of people, but the phrase "die to self" is non-existent in the whole Bible. The closest thing we have is Romans 6. It says your old self died. Now, again, that's something that took place already. So you say, well, then what do I do every day? Well, Paul says this. He says, wake up every day and count yourself dead to sin. Count yourself alive to God. So why would I want to kill myself if I'm the new self? Why would I want to shove down the new creation? Why would I want to put to death what God says is made new? So it's high time that the church realize just how beautiful the gospel is. Yes, we have an opponent. The flesh is our opponent. The power of sin is our opponent. But Bob, you and I, we are not the flesh. We're children of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, for any believer out there who's listening to this, my heart's desire is that we see who we are. And when we recognize there's a struggle, we say, well, I'm not saying no to myself, I'm saying no to sin. And when I trust Christ, I'm actually saying yes to who I really am. I'm counting myself alive to God. What does that mean? You're alive to Him, you're connected to Him, you're addicted to Him. Do you know that you're a slave of righteousness? That's what Romans 6 says. It says that God deposited an obedient heart inside of you, and he made you a slave of righteousness. You're harnessed to him, you're connected to him, you're fused to him, you're merged with him, you're bonded with him, you're one with Christ, and you can't get away from it. So sin will never satisfy, and you are addicted to righteousness. That's your identity. So that's what it means for a person to deny their old self, come to salvation, and now be a new self in Christ. But Bob, we got to stop this stuff where Christians are saying that we got to get rid of ourselves, push ourselves down. It's got to be all of God and none of me. No, God invited you to the table. It's not all of God and none of you. It's all of God and all of you together in a beautiful union with Him. We're His children.
Yeah.
He loves us. He wants us to be a part of this beautiful connection.
That is great news, and that's kind of news we hear every day on Basic Gospel, friends, and glad you're here to take part in it today. Again, 844-322-2742, Andrew Farley joining me on the broadcast today. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're here. And Andrew, I know you agree that over the past several years, social media has become a big deal, not only here in North America, but across the world. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, and others. And here at Basic Gospel, we're using social media to shout to the world that Jesus is the answer to every need of our lives and our hearts. Obviously, we can't reach everybody by radio, but we can through social media. And friends, that's where you can help. New viewers and listeners can hear the Basic Gospel program, but they have to know, of course, that we're here. So we urge you to tell everybody you know, both here and abroad, about Basic Gospel and how to connect with us through our Facebook page and our YouTube channel by linking at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. We've made it very easy for you to link to either of those streaming feeds, again at Facebook or YouTube. Link at the top of the page at basicgospel.net. You can be a part of getting the world out, getting the word out to the world through social media. Andrew, I know you use social media quite a bit, and what has been your experience with social media so far?
Well, you know, God is certainly using that. It's a beautiful tool, just like anything. I mean, 50 years ago, it was simply books and perhaps a bit of radio, and then radio came into prominence. But today, it's not just radio. It is also everything online. I mean, Basic Gospel is reaching dozens of countries around the world. You know, it's an exciting time to be alive and in ministry because we have so many incredible creative tools at our disposal. And, you know, I just see Basic Gospel connecting with so many people from different backgrounds, different languages, reaching out, looking for truth, getting set free in Jesus. And it's a beautiful time to be sharing the gospel because of this gift of technology.
Without question. And last count, we had received contact from, I think it was 120 different countries around the world, Andrew. So it's pretty exciting. So again, we encourage all of you, our listeners, to reach out to your family and friends and let them know that Basic Gospel is on social media. We would love for them to partake of it. Well, in the meantime, we had this call from another Andrew, listens on WMUZ in Detroit, our station there. He says, I'm sure of what happens to very young people when they die. Or, I'm sorry, he says, I am unsure of what happens to very young children when they die. I assume they go directly to be with the Lord when they die if they have made a decision for the Lord. But at what age are they old enough to make that decision? What is your view on the age of accountability theory?
Well, you know, obviously you're not going to find that concept or that phrase, age of accountability, in the Bible. You say, well, then how did it come about? I mean, you know, why do some people believe in that? It's the idea, first of all, that David, he had a son who passed away as an infant, and he says, I will go to be with him where he is. So let's think about this for a minute. David is a man after God's own heart. David has a relationship with the Lord. David is heaven bound, and his hope in this inspired scripture is that he is going to go to be with his child where he is after death. So what does that tell you? It tells you that David, who is connected to the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Spirit, he believes firmly that there's this beautiful hope for a future with his son. And so I don't know, Bob. I think ultimately we just have to go back and say, all right, there are acceptors of the gospel and there are rejectors of the gospel. And a lot of the warnings in Scripture are given to rejectors of the gospel. And then you're left with these challenging questions. Well, God, why didn't you talk all about impaired people who don't have the intellectual ability to really understand the gospel? Why didn't you talk about children? Why didn't you talk about aborted babies? Why didn't you talk about... And I think ultimately, we're just called to trust in the big heart of God. And if we're concerned about this, how much more is He? If we believe that there's a sense of justice and fairness and goodness, how much more does the God who invented goodness, the God who is good, and the God who is love, how much does He have this handled? So I think we can find David's dialogue about that. We can put our confidence in that to a large degree. But ultimately, we're saying God is good. His ways are higher than my ways. And I'm going to trust Him on this one.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, hope you're listening, and hope that's a help to you. We had this question also from George. Andrew, he says, if you have recurring dreams about a traumatic experience from your past, no matter if you have truly forgiven that person, what is the missing link for peace?
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, George, you're experiencing a bit of accusation there, and the line of argumentation is this, that if I'm still having these dreams, then I must not have forgiven someone. So you may know full well that you went through the process. What is that process? Well, it's quite simply this, that you assess the damage that someone has done to you, you process that pain, and you say, Lord Jesus Christ, you're living in me, and right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I'm going to choose with my will, even if my emotions are going crazy, I'm going to choose with my will to forgive this person and release them from anything that they owe me. Even if they do this thing again, it is a no-holds-barred release, and I'm canceling their debt. They don't owe me. They don't owe me better treatment. They don't owe me an apology. They don't owe me more respect. They don't owe me anything. I'm canceling the debt. Because that is who I am. I am a forgiving person in Christ. God, you've given me a new heart. You've given me a new spirit. You've made me a forgiving person. So I'm going to put off bitterness, as Paul says. I'm going to put off resentment, and I'm going to choose forgiveness and release of this person. So if you have done that, George, and if you haven't, of course, I invite you, you know, take a few minutes and allow the Lord to bring to mind everything that was offensive to you about that, the actions and the resulting feelings, and then just choose along with Christ in you, say, I forgive and release that person. Now, if you've already done that, or once you've done it, George, that does not mean that you're going to lose all your memory of the event. You know, your brain is still going to house pictures, like video clips, sort of an event like that. And it may come back around, and the enemy is happy to replay that and say, see, George, now if you're still thinking about it, then you must not have forgiven. Well, that is a myth. That is a lie of the enemy, because forgiveness doesn't involve forgetting. It's so often said that forgiveness means you forget. Well, anybody with a brain is likely to remember events in history. But the question is, have you canceled the debt? And so, George, if you've done that, that is your peace. Don't let the enemy rob you of that. You can say, no, I remember the day, I remember the hour, I remember the minute that I chose to forgive that person, and I'm going to count on that same choice today as I live and move forward. And whether I have 10 dreams or no dreams, whether I have 10 memories or no memories, it does not determine the decision that I've already made together with the Lord. So Bob, that's my advice to George, is just to make that choice, and if he's already done it, then count on it. It's a fact, not a feeling, and whether he's got dreams or flashbacks, that is part of the human experience, and I wouldn't read anything into that. What matters is that Jesus Christ has forgiven you, Jesus Christ has forgiven that other person, and he has walked you through the process of forgiving them as well. It's about a fact, not a feeling.
Absolutely. George, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Andrew, I'm going to sneak this one in just as we close the program. Right now, we have exactly 2 minutes left. I'm going to need about 45 seconds at the end.
Okay.
Right now, this is from a live Facebook viewer, Morgan. She says, what does Christian Science believe? Do they have their own Bible?
Okay. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of heresy in Christian Science. Ultimately, it's a descendant of Gnosticism, people that were looking for secret knowledge, denying that Jesus came in the flesh. They don't have their own Bible, but they certainly have their own literature. It's definitely a cult. It's definitely heretical. You want to run for the hills. And remember, Jesus Christ did come in the flesh. He is Lord and Savior today. There is no secret knowledge. All wisdom and knowledge is found in Jesus alone.
Absolutely. Morgan, thank you for your question. We always love hearing from Morgan. She's a regular, and we love hearing from her, and she has some really good questions. So, again, Morgan, thank you for this one. I want to remind you also, friends, that we are streaming daily, both Facebook and YouTube, the live video of this particular program. So we encourage you to join us by either Facebook or YouTube by linking at the top of our homepage. That's at basicgospel.net. As I said earlier, we've made it very easy for you to link every day just a little bit before 3 o'clock Central Time and join us for the live stream. Well, thanks everybody for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. And if you have a Bible question or need scriptural guidance for a life issue you may be struggling with and you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can do so right now or anytime overnight at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you and offer biblical guidance. Again, the number is 844-322-2742, or post your on-air question under the radio tab at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with much thanks to our great friend Andrew Farley for being with us today, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join Andrew and me again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everybody, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.